Hush now, Mama's talking. Welcome back to my podcast, where the truth gets told, the tea, it gets spilt, and silence, well, she takes a back seat. I'm your host, Mama J, and around here, I say it how I feel it, with passion, love, fire, and just enough grace to keep it classy. Whether it's love, life, lessons, or just letting go, pull up a chair, baby. You're in the right place. So let's get into it. Hush Now, Mama's Talking Podcast, Season 1, titled, Baby, Don't Let 'Em Steal Your Joy. How to Deal with Haters. Episode 2, Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. When you hear that old saying, what does it mean to you? Well, to Mama J, who normally takes things very literally, I think of the innocence of sheep, how they can be somewhat naive, harmless, and poor things, just trustworthy. Now, I'll be honest with you. I am afraid of a lot of animals, but sheeps are not on my list. But on the other hand, a wolf, that's an entirely different beast. If I was to meet one face to face, I would probably faint. Wolves are hunters of sheep. They can be deceptive and can and will destroy and devour sheep. But it's just in their nature. It's how they survive. I guess wolves gotta eat too. So, picture this. You see a herd of sheep peacefully frolicking and eating grass. Then, all of a sudden, one sheep stands up on its hind legs and unzips their woolly coat, and suddenly there stands a large gray wolf with its teeth showing and ready to devour and pounce on the unsuspecting sheep. Like I said, Mama J can be very literal. When I think back to hearing about a wolf in sheep clothing from my church, Mount Nebo Baptist Church to be exact, the Reverend, he read from the King James Version, Matthew 7, 15 and 16. But I also remember him saying that a wolf in sheep clothing referred to false prophets. Now, the scripture says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? As a kid, I remember thinking, fruit, grapes, figs, what does that have to do with wolves? But later, I realized that the meaning was not to be fooled by the outward appearances of others. And good people do good things, and bad people do bad things. But you must practice discernment and listen. Really listen when someone shows you who they are. People's actions can often speak louder than their words. My dad once told me, if you pick up a snake off the side of the road, and you take it home and you feed it and you comfort it and keep it safe and warm, and then suddenly it bites you, ouch. Who are you really going to be mad at? And who are you going to blame? The snake? That doesn't make any sense. Why would you blame the snake when all it was doing was being itself, doing what snakes do, what was and is in their nature? Nah, baby, you gotta be mad at yourself and believe others when they tell you and show you who they are. In other words, believe your own eyes. Today, we're going to talk about friends, family, and work peers. How do you spot a hater? And more importantly, how to protect your heart from haters? Now, when it comes to friends, the way you can spot a hater, ask yourself these few questions. Are they quiet or cold when you have good news? Do they dismiss your achievements? Are they friends only if you're doing things for them or when it's convenient for them? Or do they make you feel bad about yourself? Do you feel drained after spending time with them? If you answer yes to these questions, then unfortunately your friend is probably a hater and you may need to move them out of your life. And that's okay. Some friendships are just for a season and they're not meant to be for a lifetime. I had a friend once when I was in high school. And we stayed friends all up until we became adults, young adults. When I would talk to her about my problems, she would give me the worst advice. She would appear to be happier when I was struggling or at my lowest. And during these times, she wanted to hear all the tea. But when I had good news or achieved milestones, she never wanted to hear, or she would shut it down with something negative or be too busy to talk to me for a few days. I then started to realize that she was only in a good mood when I was at my lowest. I was so lucky to realize that that friendship wasn't good for me. I was lucky to find true friendships afterwards. But like I said, not all friendships are forever, and some friendships are just for a season. But I had to step away from my own happiness. And maybe you do too. Because when I stepped away, I felt happier, and I was less on edge, and walking on eggshells and just being less stressed. I also stopped doubting myself and wondering what I did wrong. And I guarantee you, if you step away from your friendship just for a while and you start feeling happier and less stressed and tense, Mama J says, stay away. Find your happiness, find your joy. And when it comes to walking away from a hating friend, let success be the sweetest clapback and let your joy be your reward. Now, let's move on to identifying a hater amongst family. And I'll be honest, you know, when it comes to family, that dynamic is a lot different. It could be more difficult to find the hater in your family. It may be more difficult to resolve it. And depending on the family dynamic, staying away from them may be a difficult task. But the same questions you ask about a friend being a hater are very similar to if your family is a hater. For example, if they're not happy for your success and you feel drained after spending time with them, that could definitely be a sign. But because they're your family, they may know more about you personally and deliberately shine light on your insecurities or sensitive points to ridicule you, to embarrass you, or make you feel low. They will often share gossip, you know, to their other family members or celebrate your failures behind your back. They may even try to leave you out of family gatherings, or when you do show up, they are visibly annoyed. You can always tell. They may roll their eyes, start to sigh, and they may even leave the room once you enter. Again, these are signs that they may not be happy for you. They may not support or even like you. I spoke in the first episode about stepping outside of your friend group. But this also applies to one-on-one friendships, and it can apply to family members. However, stepping away from family can be more difficult and may not be an option. Losing friends and our family is never easy, but it's exhausting being around someone who is jealous of your success and not happy for your accomplishments, or gets bitter when you get recognition. With family, you should determine what behavior you refuse to tolerate and be deliberate in your response when you communicate, and communicate with authority. For example, if you have an auntie who's always talking down to you at family gatherings, call them out right there in that moment. For example, let's say your cousin is always negative and mean to you. And you walk into a room and they say to you, "Oh, here comes Miss Know-It-All." If I were you, I would respond in that moment, "Hey, cousin, you always say stuff like that. It's so hurtful. Like, why? Why do you say those things?" And just pause in the silence, sit in that silence, and let them explain why they're saying these rude things. Who knows? Maybe you did something. Maybe you talked too much. Maybe there's an example of when you cut them off mid-sentence. Who knows? At any rate, be ready to own it. And if it was something you did and you started it, maybe you forgot, but apologize. But at the end of the conversation, express your boundaries. "Well, cousin, I never should have said that. And going forward, I'll make sure I won't ever say it again. I heard you, and you've heard me. I'll remember to watch what I say, and I want you to be respectful to my face and behind my back." And hopefully, because you're family, you can hug it out, and you can put it behind you. But if it happens again, you address it again, period, dot. You have to repeat your boundaries. That's okay. It's family. But don't let them get away with disrespect. I heard a lady on Instagram say she does not carry embarrassment or pack it up and go home. She checks it at the start. I loved her power and her strength when she said that. In other words, wherever you act up is where she was going to respond. she won't be the only one feeling uncomfortable. And if your family member, if they continue to be disrespectful, well, in that case, you're going to have to make a decision and make it clear. If you're going to stay away from them, make sure they understand that they didn't honor the agreement of your boundaries to be civil, to love one another like family should. And you're going to have to reduce the frequency of your interactions with them. You may have to avoid them to avoid what triggers you. And if sharing your dreams and goals and success give them power to criticize or hurt you, keep your conversations short with them. Save your accomplishments for someone who cares. But remember to keep your cool and manage your emotions. And understand that your expectations are your expectations. And you have to accept that you can't change them. And if they want to do better, they will. And if they don't want to do better, they won't. If they truly value the relationship, care for you as a family member, and respect your requests as a family member, they will do better, they'll apologize, and they won't repeat it. But make sure you communicate your decision and make sure they know why you stepped away. Remember, honey, we don't live in secrets. So to protect your heart, turn negativity into motivation. And keep your distance and limit the interactions as much as possible. Now, let's talk about identifying work haters and how to protect your heart. It's a little bit different when it comes to work because there's so many things you got to protect and be careful with. But you still have to ask yourself questions. Do they exclude you from outings? Do they avoid sitting with you or leave the room when you enter? Do they roll their eyes and avoid making eye contact? Are their face drops when you come around? Are their communications with you short? Do they prefer to send you an email or other forms of messaging instead of speaking to you? Have you noticed that they challenge your ideas constantly or find fault in your ideas or suggestions? Are they spreading lies about you, trying to destroy your reputation? Does your gut tell you that they're hating on you? And again, if you're answering yes to these questions, you're probably right. They're probably hating on you. But the most important thing that you have to do is to maintain a positive mindset and focus on your performance. Do your best. It may be difficult, but we can never let someone risk our job. Let their hate fuel you. Let it be your fuel. If their behavior escalates to harassment, though, or sabotage, Mama J recommends that you document every single incident. Save all evidence, especially emails or other documented evidence. And send recaps of conversations. Never speak with them privately. And always have a witness. And if you have to, reach out to your leader or HR. But remember, the eyes are on you too. So never let someone take you out of character. Remember, that's what they want to do. Also, never forget haters' behaviors can come from their own insecurities, jealousy, or unhappiness, and may have nothing to do with you. But that's their problem, not yours. I just don't want you to take it personal or feel bad about yourself. And I also want you to prove them wrong by doing well. At work, the best response is no response. And if you need to get your supervisor to mediate a conversation to find out how you can work together in a shared space, then put that in motion. The secret is to be kind and professional and seek support. Stay focused on your goals instead of their noise. Speaking truth without losing your dignity, and always keep it classy, baby. I've also found that using humor and grace can shut down a lot of noise. But keep your head up, honey. Protect your heart by protecting yourself and your reputation. And remember that Mama J is proud of you, and I support you. All right. That's enough truth for one day. So if you felt seen and heard or even shook, good. That means I'm doing something right. Remember, baby, your voice matters. Your feelings are valid. And your story, well, it's still been written. So until next time, keep your head high, your heart open. And don't forget to follow me on TikTok and Instagram on Hush When Mama's Talking. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, my loves.